Control R.
You're listening to a special hour of the Herman Cain Show. I'm Scott Slade in Atlanta, along with Herman Cain, Jamie Dupree, and Neil Bortz. Updates to the war on terror include the Islamic State now taking credit for the murder of two hostages today, a Norwegian and Chinese national they've been holding on to since at least September. 25 people now arrested in those raids in Paris as they were looking for the mastermind, Herman, and the French are sending their aircraft carrier closer to the fight against ISIS.
They are taking a turn. Look, I describe it this way. The French have declared war against ISIS because of the attacks. Putin has declared revenge against the people that blew up the plane. What does our leader do? He says it's a setback. That's one of the things that's making people uncomfortable. In addition to not rallying with the leaders in Congress to feel as if we have a coordinated approach to dealing with this situation.
The biggest concern on Obama's mind right now is how much is this going to affect my legacy? How bad is this making me look? He is much more concerned about his legacy and how he looks to those who he considers to be his friends than he is about the safety of this country. That's a bold statement, but I believe it absolutely entirely. He has shown no desire to protect the people of this country.
I can tell you one word that will not be in a credible description of his legacy, the word leader, not just because of this, but because of a lot of other things. It's going to be noticeably missing by any credible description of what it was like of 8 years of Obama as president.
Jamie, are you seeing any indication at all that President Obama is going to change his current approach?
I don't think so. I think he made it very clear in his news conference in Turkey the other day and then his comments last night in the Philippines that he has no plans to alter what the U.S. military is doing. And obviously, as we pointed out repeatedly, that has been a bone of contention between the two parties for some time now. So, again, what it looks like more than anything else is that France and Russia have stepped into that
vacuum.
Sort of vacuum, in a sense. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones launching the aggressive attacks right now.
I'm going to go outside and light one up.
ISIS showing the world its intention of bringing its terrorism to the West. What that's doing to gun sales in America next.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she